Good morning and welcome to the Sunday school lesson of today, 13th July 2025, which is lesson 46, brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Christ the Lord Parish, Lekki, Lagos. Let us pray. Our Father and God, we thank you for the beginning of a brand new day. This is a day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. As we go into today's lesson, Father, help us to comprehend the need to pass on the torch and die empty at the end of our sojourn here on earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Last week, we learned about Prophet Samuel, the 13th judge of Israel, who was born of Levitical parents and became a prophet and seer. Prophet Samuel was the last and greatest of the judges of Israel, chosen by God to rule over the people and save them when they were oppressed. He was a man of great character and achievements, and so many lessons could be learned from his life. Samuel was an obedient man from childhood and of good character. He served under Eli, the priest, and had the ability to hear from God, especially when the word of God was scarce, and was bold to declare God's counsel to Israel when they abandoned God. He was an intercessor who heard from God and had integrity. Among his achievements, Samuel anointed kings Saul and David. He fought and defeated the Philistines, thereby ending their 40-year oppression of the Israelites, who subsequently recovered their captured cities and had peace all the days of Samuel. When he passed on, the whole nation mourned. Samuel's life teaches us that God's promises never fail. Eli had assured Hannah, Samuel's mother, when he blessed her that the Lord would grant her request, which was to have a son, and the Lord did. The story assures that God will always talk to his loved ones and reveal secrets to them, as he talked to Samuel, because he was passionate and consistent with the things of God. Another lesson learned is that faithfulness to God will bring about a great respect from people. And so we must always choose to honor and obey God above men. Finally, from Samuel's life, we learned that there will be a day of accountability and reckoning, which we must all prepare for. In Acts chapter 13, verse 20, Samuel was referenced by the apostles as a seer and a prophet and was numbered in the Hall of Fame. Moving on to today's lesson, pass on the torch. The Bible passage is taken from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, from verse 9 to 14. And I read, "And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. The memory verse for today's lesson is taken from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Lesson introduction. To pass on the torch means to teach others unique skills, businesses, faith, and so on that we know, so that whether we are around or not, others will continue to the good work. Knowing the importance of this, Apostle Paul charged Timothy to groom other faithful men in the faith and doctrines, as we see in the memory verse, to ensure that the torch of faith and expertise passes from one person to the other, so the light will continue to shine. As usual, we have two lesson outlines. The first one is inhibiting factors. Many factors hinder people from passing on the torch, but a few of them are discussed here. The first one, ignorance of the benefits that can be derived from duplicating oneself or skill in others. We see the example of Moses in Exodus 18 from verse 13 to 18. He was attending to the Israelites all alone from morning till evening and not delegating to others. His father-in-law saw that was not good enough and advised him to choose able men of truth to rule over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens, thereby freeing himself to judge only the big matters. If we read further, we see that Moses took his father-in-law's advice and benefited from it. Number two, fear of the student being greater than the teacher. The teacher who behaves this way is insecure because he fears the student can take over from him. The Bible says it is better to trust in the Lord for safety rather than fear man, which brings a snare. Number three, pride. The self-glory of wanting to be the only authority over a given subject or field prevents some from sharing knowledge. Philippians 2 verse 3 tells us to do nothing through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each person must esteem others better than themselves. This actually is a true mark of humility. Number four, another inhibitor is the desire to be known and called the only pro in a field. This prevents some knowledgeable people from influencing others. In fact, this is so limiting because opening up to others may enlighten one in ways one may not have originally thought possible, thereby making one richer in knowledge. As Christians, we must always be mindful of our desires and watch our motives every time. Number five, insecurity of being relegated to the background and out of relevance makes some people hold on to what they know. However, 1 John 4 verse 18 teaches us that perfect love casts out fear because fear has torments. Finally, a myopic view of the bigger, the better constraints from accommodating others and sharing required knowledge. Now going to the first class activity. It asks students to mention other factors that hinder people from passing the torch. So there are other factors like selfishness, because selfish people do not like to share, lack of wisdom, tribalism, nepotism, and in general, exploitation. These are all factors that should be far from children of God. Now, let's go on to lesson outline two, which is titled The Blessings, that is, the blessings of passing the torch. Knowledge and skill transfer or passing on our faith to others has many blessings, including one, generational blessings. When we transfer our faith, for instance, to another generation, this brings outstanding blessings to the family, making the family to stand out. We see in 2 Timothy 1 verse 5 that faith first dwelt in Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and then his mother, Eunice, and then in him. Theirs was a family of faith running from generation to generation, and it is something we all must covet to happen in our families. Number two, awareness. Once information is shared, it goes far and leads to a great level of enlightenment and education. The author of Hebrews in chapter 13, verse 16, encourages Christians to do good and not to forget to communicate, because God is pleased with such sacrifices. Three, another blessing is that of experience transfer, which happens when an expert transfers his or her wealth of experience to others who can use the skill for more inventions. For instance, in the Bible, Proverbs 31 verse 1 reveals the chapter is made up of the sayings of King Lemuel that his mother taught him. Number four, joy. We experience an unexplainable excitement when we share what we know with others. But this is not like, and it shouldn't be confused with gossiping, which is when information we have been entrusted with is shared with everyone in sight. But it's sharing positive things, such as miracles we are gifted as God's children, or sharing the word of God. The Bible tells how the Samaritan woman, after encountering Jesus by Jacob's well, out of excitement, left the water pot she took to fetch water and ran to the city to tell others about Jesus Christ. Another benefit is that you become a guru when you teach something you know over and over. You become a source and reference point, an expert, because those who glean from your wealth of knowledge will likely refer to you and respect your authority in that field of specialization. Apostle Paul himself, a Jew born in Tarsus, was brought up at the feet of Gamaliel and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers. Six, it attracts favor. Sharing knowledge shows one is open-minded and will usually result in goodwill. King Solomon enjoyed goodwill when he was able to answer all the hard questions the Queen of Sheba asked him. There was nothing he hid from her, and when she saw all the wisdom he had and other things he possessed, she had such a positive impression that she gave the king 120 talents of gold, spices, and precious stones. This we see in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 10. Number seven, multiplication. Knowledge grows rapidly when it is shared. Like the example of Timothy's family, where the grandmother shared faith with his mother and his mother with him, and so on. Through that process, knowledge is multiplied. Sustainability. Great skills and expertise are sustained when effectively passed on to others. In the process of teaching skills to others, expertise will be sustained when this is passed on. Class activity two. It says students should discuss the consequences of refusing to pass on the torch. Now, if we do not pass on the torch, future generations will have limited knowledge and a lack of growth, leading to stagnation or even death. Also, knowledge may become stale. When our faith is not shared with others, many people may not be reconciled to God and will not be saved. Then, in the field of medicine, for instance, over the years, knowledge has to be transferred, you know, from generation to generation by scientists, because this, you know, will lead to the production of vital vaccines, thereby saving many lives. So there are many, many reasons or consequences if we refuse to pass on the torch. In conclusion today, the mark of a great leader is the ability to replicate himself in others and ensure there is a succession plan in place so future leaders may continue. Children of God must endeavor to pass on the torch and die empty, meaning all the good knowledge and skills we acquire, our experience, knowledge from the Word of God must be poured out of us completely during our lifetime. May the Lord enable us to achieve this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us say our closing prayer. Say, Father, please help me to be deliberate in teaching people what I know in Jesus' name. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. God bless you.